This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The judge overseeing the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump has found him in contempt for violating a gag order. Judge Juan Merchan has fined Trump $1,000 for each violation, totaling $9,000. Trump was prohibited from verbally attacking witnesses, jurors, prosecutors, or others involved in the case. The ruling comes as testimony resumes today. A new turn this morning for students at Columbia University who are protesting against the war in Gaza. A group of demonstrators have barricaded themselves in a campus building, demanding that the university divest from Israel. Mohammed Khalil, a protest spokesman, says they're not backing down.
This is a movement, an anti-war movement. We have sparked similar Gaza solidarity encampments across the nation and even across the globe.
Some Jewish students on campus have called the protests anti-Semitic. Eliana Golden is part of a group of Jewish students who say they feel threatened on campus.
I know some people who are very, very afraid and don't want to come back to campus and who want to transfer.
Similar demonstrations are taking place at numerous schools across the nation. Ukraine is struggling to hold back Russian advances in the east as it awaits the arrival of crucial military aid from the United States. NPR's Joanna Kikisis reports from Kyiv.
Ukraine's Armed Forces Commander Oleksandr Sirsky described the situation on the eastern front line as bleak. Writing on social media, he said Russia has ramped up attacks to hit Ukraine hard before weapons arrive. Meanwhile, Ukraine is using tough new conscription rules to try to bring back military-age men living abroad. Joanna Kikisis, NPR News, Kyiv.
Stocks opened lower this morning as the government reported a bigger-than-expected jump in labor costs during the first 3 months of the year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 200 points in early trading.
Employers' costs for workers rose by 1.2% in the first quarter, a larger increase in the three previous months. That could put more upward pressure on prices, especially in the service sector. The Federal Reserve, which begins a two-day meeting today, is keeping a close eye on inflationary pressures. Price hikes at McDonald's padded sales for the most recent quarter, but the fast food chain fell short of Wall Street forecast. While sales in the U.S. were fairly strong, protests over the war in Gaza have sparked boycotts of McDonald's in some international markets. Eli Lilly stock opened higher after the drug maker reported better-than-expected quarterly profits. Strong demand for Lilly's obesity and diabetes drugs have boosted the company's bottom line. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News in Washington. After brokering a diplomatic breakthrough in the Middle East between regional rivals Saudi Arabia and Iran last year, China is now wading into long-simmering Palestinian rivalries. NPR's John Ruwitch reports from Shanghai.
China said it hosted a meeting of the Palestinian groups Hamas and Fatah. The two have long been at odds, including now during the war in Gaza and continued Israeli raids in the West Bank. Past efforts by Egypt and others to unite the Palestinian factions have failed. China's foreign ministry said the talks in Beijing between the two groups were in-depth and candid. It said both expressed political will to realize reconciliation through dialogue, and they agreed to continue talking in order to achieve Palestinian solidarity at an early date. The U.S. is arguably the most powerful broker between Israel and the Palestinians, but China is seeking a foothold too. The meeting comes on the heels of Russia hosting more than a dozen Palestinian factions last month as it seeks to grow its influence. John Ruwitch, NPR News, Shanghai.
The U.S. Soccer Federation and its counterpart in Mexico have dropped their joint bid to host the Women's World Cup in 2027. The two countries say they'll try again in 2031. A plan put together by Germany, the Netherlands, and Belgium, and a separate bid by Brazil will be considered when the FIFA Congress meets next month. Stocks continue to trade sharply lower on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was down 196 points. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.